Welcome to the podcast. What we're going to be doing this week is checking in with some of the most passionate, fantastic fans within English football. Now, they have a site where all their fans congregate called Rourke. And you know,
the red and white cop.
Yeah, everything on there is insightful. It's all good. I was just having a quick look before. Bit bitter, but I just thought it'd be good to get some insight. Obviously, due to them being the best fans in the world, it's always good to learn from the best.
You want to find out about your enemy and what you can do to be like them.
Yeah, well, I was reading the thread before. It was about the fixtures, and they were sort of discussing the fixtures and which ones they want first. One of them has put, I try not to overanalyze the fixture list, but a good start is imperative to a title challenge.
Good point.
It isn't a bad start this time around.
Also,
good point. Yeah.
Well, that's incisive.
Yeah, I mean, this is good. This as well. City get one. Mentioned City. That's typical. City get one top six side in their opening 12 games. In brackets, us away, we get 5 in their first 11. Flip side to that, City must have a running when they play the other six.
Oh right. Okay. So you mean it balances out of the season?
I think what he's getting at there. I don't want to put words in his mouth. I think he's saying we play the top six teams later on in the season.
Right.
And they play in the start of the season.
Is it still the case that both teams play two games against all 19 other teams in the league?
I think that is right, yeah. I mean, someone's actually put here, they do, in reply to that comment, they do, their run comes somewhere in the early 2020. Also, Leicester, Southampton, Wolves, Newcastle away and Palace at home are not top six sides.
Thanks for that. Yes, none of them finished in the top six last season, so...
That is right.
Yeah, correct.
So, yeah, factual. That's what we like.
Sure, want a bit of fact.
Yeah, I like that. Taking a leaf out of Rafa's butt there. Where's the next little gem? Oh, yeah, but here's a good summary, actually, from a guy called JMC. Got to play everyone twice anyway.
That's
it, the nail on the head.
It's true. You can't argue with that logic.
That is, yeah. It doesn't matter which way you spin it, that is correct. It doesn't matter when, as long as we walk away the 3 points from each game, bring it the fuck on. There you go.
God, is that guy coming straight from baseball?
Yeah.
As long as we walk away the 3 points in every game.
That's it. That is, I mean, again, true. It's dead simple, really.
What he's saying
just get your 3 points in all the games.
He wants every game to be maximum points. So,
yeah, doesn't matter who you play, as long as you get the points.
If you beat that team, score more goals than them, you'll get the 3 points, which is the maximum you can get for a win.
I wonder if Klopp's maybe under some sort of alias, and that's him, and he's putting in layman's terms.
Exactly.
We play everyone twice, and we need to get 3 points from them all.
Communicate
good.
Directly with the fans.
Yeah, well, good. What's going on now? Someone's put, can I be the first to say Norwich at Anfield is a must-win game? Polite. Can I? Yeah, well...
Very polite.
Yeah.
You can certainly ask.
You can ask the question.
Every game's a must-win game. You're sure if you have the title, you know, is there any games not a must-win?
And also, who's...
At this point, all the games have the exact same value of 3 points and no kind of context of the season. So every game's...
But also, who is he hoping? Can I just ask, who is he hoping to get a response from? Another fan from Council of Stoke?
It is a must-win game, so yes.
Yes, I can confirm. Norwich is a must-win. I mean, if you don't win, life will go on.
This is just a lonely man who wants a bit of conversation, really.
It's quite nice he asked the question, though. Because he could have just said, is Norwich a must-win? He said, can I ask?
How boring must he be if that's the best he can do?
Yeah, and also, think for yourself, mate. Do you know anything about football? You should probably know that a newly promoted side at home, you should probably be beaten.
You can't call every game a must-win game. They obviously are technically anyway, but just sort of, it's supposed to be for, you know, 6-pointers.
Yeah, well, that's it. I say 6-pointers. Well,
a bit cliche there.
Yep. But luckily, he's got a response from another loyal fan. But if we win the other teams, teams will be demoralised by being 3 points behind before their season even starts.
They'll be really demoralised after the first game.
Yep, that's going to knock us.
Is that so?
That is. Cause
do you really think the players will be sat there and they'll have like a a demoralisation meter, and it'll all just drain as soon as you see Liverpool gone 3 points ahead.
Well, a point in case is they were 10 points ahead, nearly. 7 points, should have gone 10. And that demoralised us, because we won 14 games in the bounce. That's right, point proven. This next one is talking about how long has Klopp got? It says how many decades will last?
Is it terminal?
Decades.
Is it terminal? How long has he got?
Well, it's funny you say that. Someone called Cookie has replied with, Klopp is going nowhere for 3 years at least.
He's taking the biscuit.
Well, that's good bit of insight from Cookie. Well, no, Cookie knows Jurgen's going over 3 years.
Yeah, it must be.
He must be his mate or his
maybe
wife.
Maybe he's one of the canteen cookies that he's overheard things.
Yep. Oh, gem. That
eyes
is.
And ears in there.
Keep his fingers out of the cookie jar. Yeah. 3 years is a very long time in football, so impossible to second guess.
Just want to change, just to make a point there. 3 years is the same length of time anywhere.
Yeah.
It's not, it doesn't change regarding on based on whether it's in football. That's true. It's 3 years. It's 365 days times three.
And he's also said here, in football, so impossible to second guess, despite saying Klopp is going over 3 years. So,
Okay. Which one's true, mate?
Yeah.
Just quickly.
But to be fair, this guy is probably a fan who lives 6 hours away from the stadium, and he's confirming that Klopp's been over 3 years. He knows Klopp's plans. So, shall I give Sky Sports a bell and just let them know about the break?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no point in like they can't stand the transfer news, can't
they? Yeah, exactly. And if he's 3 years, then he can start playing for the next one.
They can already start preparing for his next job, really.
Yeah, perfect. Right, so what it does say then, someone said, but when he leaves, who is the next man? This is what's the name of this guy? It doesn't actually, can't see his name, but it says it. This is really insightful.
I think it might have been higher up.
No, it's here. Oh. I honestly, so he's been honest, fair enough.
Steven Gerrard, I think.
I honestly believe Stevie would be a very decent, right? Very decent, that sounds a bit like he's not fully decent. Committed. And successful manager.
I just think Liverpool will slip up a bit more.
For
often,
us, so. Yeah. It would be more like, the bottle would go, just to recap, because that point is really quite in depth. I honestly believe Stevie would be a very decent and successful manager for us after Klopp era.
How do you think the change from being Rangers manager and finishing fairly reasonably well with them and not particularly well? Going to Liverpool manager should it be a simple transition?
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I mean,
if you had a different accent, would it still be the case?
Almost certainly not. But I mean, what he's done last season, he's taken a team like Rangers to where did they finish?
I think it was a third in a two-team league, so it's an impressive season. Yeah.
A third in a league that has one team and a few Sunday league teams.
Yeah,
and he finished third. So he sounds like the perfect.
Well, he shouts a lot, so it should be all right.
Yeah, he's got a Scouse accent, so that should.
He's got a big square haircut.
Yep, that's good.
A haircut you really say you watch to.
He's consistent with that haircut, isn't he?
That's quite the Simpsons. A haircut you really say you watch to.
Yep, that's it. I mean, this is just. I mean, we only had a quick glance at this, so
we're barely scratching the surface, aren't we?
Yeah, there's just a bit of a taster.
It's a nice little way to get things going.
But yeah, just sharing some wisdom.
All these are real posts on the Rock website.
Yeah,
not embellished at all.
And yeah, exactly. And you know, when the best fans in the world, we have access to their posts, then it's only right to share them with football fans.
Similar to actual Liverpool fans, actually, when you enter the Rock website, you get 2 minutes of the fans all typing out, "You'll never walk alone," and then the silence for 90 minutes, and then they do it again after that.
Yeah, but don't listen to that. Best atmosphere in the league, bar none. So yeah, definitely got the best atmosphere.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
No debate.
Sky said so, it must be true, yeah.
Yeah. I think Mars and Tyler once said, yeah. So don't.
Phil Thompson said, didn't he? That must make it true.
Yeah, I think Thompson.
What did you say? Liverpool got the best atmosphere. Have you ever been to the ground?
Yeah, that's a direct quote.
Or is it? Is it libelous, possibly?
Don't quote us on that.
Slanderous,
apologies. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, either way, what a bombshell
to end. Get legalese, man.
Yeah, we'll get our lawyers in. Yeah. Right, see ya.
Final thoughts.